91.5 WMFO. Jen Trinan, with Cujo playing tonight at O'Brien's. I made a crack last week that I want to hear a new Cujo album, and that still remains, but I did not play Jen Trinan last week, so there is my official apology. All right, welcome to the Dweezil Show. I have some new stuff to play you guys, and I have a special guest coming up very shortly, but for now, here is this.
Quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Eyes. put my baby on the phone. He's the only one that can make my body moan. Love comes through my ears and finds its way into my soul. This telephone erotic always takes a toll.
Good.
91.5 WMFO. That is Petty Morals with Telephone Erotic. Before that was Flight of Fire with Illusion, and I started that block off with the Organ Beats and Only Human. And I here's the special in-studio guest. One, two, three, go.
Your heart in my hands, ink made the blood, but the city doesn't look the same when you're in it, keeping up. It's caving in with me, and yes, I'm strong, but equally as weak, and you've known all this time we spent that this was our destiny, 'cause time to time they come by. Habits, their cycles are reason for secrets, though I never try to win them over. I don't want to win them over. I don't have much else left to gamble. All the roses grow if you keep them where you found them, but you and I, my dear, we've got places to go. I really mean them, all the words I never said. I really mean them, every last one. They're caving in with me, and yes, I was wrong, but equally as true, and you've known all this time we spent that this was our destiny, 'cause time to time they come by. Habits, their cycles are reason for secrets, though I never try to win them over. I don't want to win them over. I don't have much else left to gamble. All the roses grow if you keep them where you found them, but you and I, my dear, we've got places to go. Places to go, you and I, my dear, we've got places to go.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. You're listening to Carissa Johnson there. That's the title track from her new record, Only Roses.
Yes.
Ah, that sounds so good with the, I don't know what, like, whatever, however you place those mics, It just sounds amazing. Yeah.
Great.
You'll be able to hear it later. Hear it
awesome.
Back later.
Cool.
Oh, man. So you have this new record. You have a CD release party in like exactly 7 days,
yeah, it's
right?
crazy. It's already coming up on a week. Can't believe it. I booked this show like 7 months ago. So now it's crazy. It's like, oh my God, it's
seven
actually
months?
Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I booked it pretty far out. And I like to set deadlines for myself. Be like, I got to get an album by this date, have it out by this date, have them in my hands by this date, and it keeps me on track. So
wow,
like to I promoted this one like crazy. I'm still going hard with that.
Yes,
so.
I know. Well,
that's
mean,
why I'm here.
I was like, hey, want to come over? Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to be all over the place in the coming week, right? You're going to be doing all the kinds of radio and stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
Man.
Got some radio things, and then we're going to be doing some more shows. Some in Cambridge. Yes, we got Somerville at Once on the 14th. That'll
yes.
be a big record release.
Yes.
And then we're going to be playing at Charlie's Kitchen on Memorial Day on a Monday night. So
okay.
I'm not used to playing on Monday nights, but that'll be fun. It's with Whoopee Sticks. They're a good band, good punk band.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you have any choice in what in these shows that you booked? Like, do you have any choice in the bands that you pick?
Sometimes.
Or that play?
We booked a show in Portland for, we're going to do a Portland record release as well the following week.
Mm-hmm.
So that one, we chose a lot of the bands that we know in Portland that we like, that we're friends with. So I guess it depends on who you go through. Like if I'm asked to play the show, usually I don't choose who's on the bill.
Okay. Well, for like the record release show next week at Once.
Okay.
Did you choose those?
Yeah,
or?
I chose those bands.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Who are you playing with? I don't think we mentioned them yet.
No, we didn't, but we definitely should. Little War Twins will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been all over the country, so they've been. I haven't seen them for a couple years. We used to play shows together like years and years ago. I was in different bands, and
don't some of those bands still exist?
Some of those bands do exist. the band I used to play with Little War Twins, we were called Left Hand Blue, and
okay.
that band's
long gone,
long gone, thing
okay.
in the past. But
Left Hand Blue, I think I remember that name somewhere.
Yeah. We were around for about 5 or 6 years. We'd play around Boston a lot.
Okay.
Matt Minigal, he's a solo artist now. He, him and I were in the band together.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah, I think we ended in like 2014 or so.
Oh, okay.
And then I joined another band for like a month. That one doesn't really count. that one's long gone too. But yeah, and then there's a couple other bands that are still around, but, I'm just doing the solo stuff now. So.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, Little War Twins will be there. And then we got the Great White Tourist. I've never played a show with them, but I worked with the drummer. So they're a band from Manchester, bringing them to the city. Because they haven't played much in the city.
Nice.
And then...
nice. Well, we'll try and dig up some of their stuff and play it today.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I mean, we don't have that many guests here on the Dweezil Show that much. But when they do, they... they could play all of their friends as long as they play around here.
Awesome.
So
yeah, that'd be great.
That's let's play a song off of the Only Roses record. Which one do you suggest? Since you just played the title track acoustic.
Maybe.
Which one should we do?
What do you think, Nick?
Yes, Nick. Come on up.
I'm here, right. Oh wow. What are we doing? Oh,
pick a song off.
Yeah,
Only
pick
Roses.
A song.
Oh, man, you gotta play Fuel Heart. That's a great song, dude.
Fuel Heart? All right.
Track 5.
Yeah, let's do that. 91.5 WMFO.
I'm
91.5 WMFO. You're listening to The Dweezil Show, and we have Carissa Johnson here. And it looks like she's ready to play again.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's do it.
All right. This is a song off my first CD. This one's called Swimming Together.
Again, with my confidence, you see, I drew it on too. If I could laugh again, honey, I'd drop everything and smile to you. Ooh, got rid of all my stuff, but how could I give up the love we once knew? Ooh, it's still somewhere, baby, not far. Down the line, on the other side, not far down the line, on the other side, but it's not gone. No, sew me together, won't you? I guess I never learned, guess I never learned how. Can't do it alone. Yeah, maybe, baby, I just can't do it alone. To the sound of each other now and then, we've begun to love. It's still somewhere, baby, not far down the line, on the other side, not far down the line, on the other side, but it's not gone. No, sew me together, won't you? I guess I never. Can't do it alone. Yeah, maybe, baby, I just can't do it alone.
Ooh. So that one's off the last record for now.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah, very, very nice. So, the last record only came out when? What?
It was February.
Just over a year ago.
Yep, just over a year ago.
The high turnaround, that's, like, bands should follow your lead.
Oh, thanks.
What inspired this such quick turnaround?
I'm just constantly always writing songs, and once I get a good bundle of them, I'm like, oh, well, maybe I could start recording, and I always, like, if I have, say, like, 12 songs, then I'm like, okay, I'm going to start a record now. Usually about half of those will make it, and then in the process of making the record, I'll write 6 more or so, and then the newer ones will come in towards the end, but the process usually takes, like, a year or so for me to just get the tracks, like, to save up for it and all, and
yeah.
So I do it as I go, kind of. Okay. I'm just kind of like, it's just, I don't know what it's like to not write music and create it and like go to the studio and stuff, so once I have the funds I can
nice. And so I led into you with It's Tomorrow in Melbourne.
Yep.
Like, that was a standalone single.
Yeah.
Like, what was that, just like an outtake from For Now, or what was that all about?
So what happened with that?
I played that one a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that one was a fun one to record. I remember, well, that was in May, actually. Around this time last year, I recorded that one.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff changing, and my band had changed a lot, and just a lot of stuff that inspired that song, and I was like so anxious to get it out there. And I was like, well, I've been saving up for vinyl. Like, I got it enough.
Oh, yeah,
to,
you
like,
had that pressed on 7-inch.
Yeah,
right?
I was on the, I did an A and a B side. And I'll play the B side a little bit later.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so that's the A side of that vinyl. And yeah, I was just anxious to get it out there. And I, the original plan was for that to be the first song off of this new record, Only Roses.
Okay.
But I didn't have the concept for the album at all. I just had that song. And I'm like, this has to be right. out there. This has to be on an album. I
there
wanna
is
get it
no,
out. So.
Nobody is holding it against you. We're more than happy to have it out there for me to play a bunch.
Yeah, it was exciting to get it pressed on 7-inch vinyl too. They're all mixed color and
How did you feel when you first got that in your hand?
It was crazy. Well, so I got a test pressing first in the mail. So they send you that, so you play it, make sure it's all set, and then you prove it, and then they send you the real ones.
Mm.
So just getting the test pressing, I was like jumping up and down. I'm like, oh my god, it's like. Just watching it spin around me, like, that's my music. Like, that's what I did in the studio being played on vinyl. And it's crazy. I mean, I didn't grow up with vinyl necessarily, but I've definitely witnessed the comeback of it. And I used to work at a record store, as you know. And
yes, that's how we met.
Yeah, at Bull Moose. Bull Moose.
I love Bull Moose.
Me too. It's a great place.
I love Bull Moose, and it's my happy place
for my
drab retail job.
Yeah. they've helped me a lot.
Seeing your album cover photo everywhere for a little while was quite fun.
Oh yeah, they've been good to me.
Yeah, so and I'm sure they'll be carrying this one. And
yep, it'll be sold there once it's out. Just one more week and it'll be sold everywhere.
One more week. I can't believe I got you in this close to the CD release party. Because I only booked you here, what, Tuesday?
Pretty recently, like
Hey, can you come in? Sure. Can you play acoustic? Yeah. Done.
Oh,
that's
totally.
That's how.
I love coming here. I love you guys. WMFO is one of my favorites.
Everyone in Radioland, that's how you book a book an appearance on my show,
it's
at least.
It's all about the spontaneity.
So, oh, man. So, what are your plans for Only Roses here? I thought I may have hallucinated it, but did you actually buy one-way tickets to the West Coast?
We did. Right, Nick?
That happened. That was the thing that happened.
Yeah.
You have to say that again.
Oh.
I had to turn your mic on.
That's all right. I'm just here muted over here. That's okay.
But, yeah, we bought tickets. When was it? It was like 2-3 weeks ago?
Something like that, maybe.
Yeah, I saw that, and I'm like, wow, that is brazen.
Thanks. Yeah, no, it was... I don't know, we've been thinking about it. We went to California in February.
Mm-hmm.
That was something that we were talking about for a while. And
did you play over there, or did you just...
We did, yeah. Network? Well, okay. I did an acoustic thing. So we were out there for about 10 days.
Okay.
My friend Lauren Hurley came along. We both did just a bunch of acoustic shows out there. A lot of open mics, and we got on at the Mint, which was really exciting, because that's like a bigger venue in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And we made a lot of friends, and... did some cool stuff. We got on TV out there. Like, just a bunch of things that kind of just...
Nice.
It was spontaneous for us, too. Just being like, oh, we'll just do this. We'll just go here. We'll see what happens. And it was great. I mean, there's nothing I love more than living out of a backpack with a guitar case. And
so cool, dude.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So, but is this one going to be more of a full band track?
It's
going
to be full band.
Okay.
Yeah, so this one, Nick and I got the tickets. We're kind of in the process of... forming a band right now, just because we've got a lineup for the shows, but we don't have any permanent members right now.
Okay.
So Nick and I are going out there, and if we have to do it two piece, we will. If we get to bring some guitarists with us, that'd be great. If we find a guitarist out there, you know, we don't really have a plan, but it'll be fun regardless. Just to go to a new place and to bring our music to the people there will be super exciting. And yeah, we're gonna sell merch, and then once we earn enough to buy our tickets back, we'll be back.
Wow.
And we do have some shows booked in September, so we better be back before September.
You gotta be back.
We'll be back. Yeah.
You could just play coffee houses along the way.
Yeah,
why not? That would be the coolest thing ever.
In California, we went to the beaches like every day and just busked. So we just play open, like had our guitar case out there, like on the piers, and we're playing, making some extra cash.
And nobody like shut you down or anything like that?
No, surprisingly. Venice Beach is very liberal, or whatever you want to say. They're very, they don't care. You get a space and you just set up and make some money. So, but yeah, the other beaches, I heard there were some rules. We didn't go to I think it was Santa Monica Pier, because they fine like crazy if you don't have a permit.
I mean, you can't even busk in Harvard Square without a permit.
Yeah, you gotta get the license.
So,
yeah.
I mean, the permit doesn't cost that much, if I recall, but
it's not
it's like a lottery in order to get it.
Exactly.
From what I hear.
Around.
But, no, hey, if you can bust your way back to Boston from L.A.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be an adventure and figure, why not? I mean, this is the time to do all that stuff, I feel like.
And when are you heading out to the West Coast?
We'll be leaving on August 18th. We're going to be going to Portland, Seattle, and Vancouver.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So those are your booked shows, and then you're going to just fill in the space.
Exactly.
Nice.
Explore, man.
We're going to go camping.
Hey, you may bump into When Particles Collide, because they toured during the summer. They toured during the summer. You never know.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be awesome.
I mean, they have an album out in June as well. So.
Oh, yeah. They're doing a record release as well.
Yes.
That's awesome. I tried to get them on my record release, but because they were doing theirs, we're like, we didn't want to...
Yeah, theirs is next month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
that's exciting.
What are we going to do? Oh, my God. Let's play another track from the new album. Actually, let's play Delaria, because why not?
Why not?
Oh, all right. 91.5 WMFU.
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill, and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens. Brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
It's not your home, and nothing much to sing about at all. Everybody knows the right way from the wrong, but I can't keep my left from my right. I'm doing quite okay, if you ask me in the day. The night is when the worst comes back to bite me. decent job, a decent education. I'm not the young and great, I'd sooner blame the rain as it fell upon the path that you've drawn me. Bore me or abhor me, don't ignore me. Stupid if you ask me. I'm tired and I'm hungry, and I've blown through all my money, but I'm happy. So with all due respect, my heart's up on my sleeve. I'd really like to think that you know just what I mean. I have to tell you.